It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and we're talking to you at 833-563-2539. Dun, 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 dun. It was Saturday night. The Colts were taking on the Chicago Bears. It was a preseason game that I barely made it into because my wife tried to bring a purse into Lucas Oil Stadium, and apparently if it's not clear and it's that big, they might think it's a bomb or something. So we had to walk away and then come back and made it back with about 3 minutes left in the second quarter.
Wow, that was history-making. Aren't you glad you made it there, though?
I did make it, because less than a quarter later, we found out through an ESPN alert that, yeah, Colts quarterback, one of the greatest QBs they thought they'd have, like a franchise guy, made the decision that he was retiring, and it got leaked. Obviously, he was not trying to do that during the game, but it just got so silent. It got so weird. The whole crowd was just really different, and we're wondering, what do you think? How are you reacting this morning? Now, Andrew Luck, obviously, is Indy with the Colts quarterback, but also, he has a Texas connection, too. He grew up there in Texas. He played high school football there. He's a talented guy, so we'd love to hear 833-563-2539. How are you feeling this morning? Where were you? You can certainly sound off. Let's talk to Amy this morning. Hey, Amy, where were you at?
Hey, so I was actually in San Diego over the weekend at my sister's wedding. One of my friends texted me. He was like, I know your sister's about to get married, but Andrew Luck's retiring. I'm like, what? I'm like in the middle of my sister. I'm like, Megan, this is more important than your wedding.
Like, I'm shook right now. I need to process this before we continue with the ceremony.
No, I was shook up, but then you have to realize, like, these are professional athletes. Like, this is their job, and it's not worth sacrificing, like, a lifelong time of health disparities and being hurt all the time when he has a family and things like that. So it sucks, but you got to see it from their perspective, too, for sure.
So you weren't booing him then? You wouldn't be booing like everybody, like some people were. Did you hear the boos?
I saw the video. Yeah, I was watching it later after my sister got married, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I know people are upset with raw emotions, but somebody's life.
I'm embarrassed. That's embarrassing. I know it was the raw emotion of it, but I mean, it's just a bad look, to be honest, throughout the nation. This young man has done so much for this city and for the game, and he has given us his all. And I mean, his injuries, his pain, they've taken away his love for the game. So to boo him, I was embarrassed.
Yeah, if you missed the actual press conference, here's Andrew Luck getting choked up talking about that decision. He did this, wasn't scheduled, but it happened after the game on Saturday night.
I told the guys earlier in the locker room, it's been the honor of a lifetime to represent the Horseshoe and the city of Indianapolis, both on and off the field.
Well, my friends, thank you. And my wife, Nicole, thank you. I love you.
Wow, getting really choked up there.
That was just so brave. It's not like he took this, they made this decision lightly. I mean, think of the severity of this decision, and he did it for himself, and that takes guts.
833-563-2539. Hey, Kendra, what's your reaction? What did you want to say?
Hey, you just played that, and you got me emotional.
I'm sorry. No. I didn't mean to.
I just want to say this pretty much the same thing. I think it's awful that the fans did that. You call yourself Colts fans. You should be there for Andrew. He's getting ready to start a family. I feel like that's his priority. He's a human being, too. You know, he's not just a football player. It's sad to see him go, but he's done so much for the community, and he's such a great guy. I mean, it sucks that his last time on the field, and that's how he was sought out by Colts fans.
Yeah, and I hope that somehow that can be made right. Like, somehow there could be, like, an actual, like, final goodbye in a nice way. And I saw several players on there saying how torn up they are that are his teammates for the Colts. And are like, man, we're dedicating the season to him.
Yes, that's
because, obviously,
awesome.
If he wasn't hurt, he'd want to play.
Right.
He's not like, I hate football. It's dumb. He's like, I just can't go through this anymore.
I mean, you could see when he was delivering his speech. Emotion's so high, it's from the heart.
I'm not playing it again. You want me to have Kendra cry again?
No.
I refuse to play it. It was just it was a very surreal, weird feeling last night. Liv the Web Girl, where were you when you found out?
I was actually at home with my parents, and my sister was the one that received the ESPN breaking news update first, and I literally started laughing so hard because I was in absolute shock. And I was stunned, and I just feel like, of course, this is the way that it is found out and discovered. You know, like, this is not what Andrew Luck's plan was. After the game, he was going to tell his teammates. Then on Sunday, he was going to have a press conference and announce it to everyone. But they got leaked and it was announced in the third quarter. So it was just kind of funny because, like, I feel like, of course, we would find out this way, like how everyone would find out. And also because I know at least like six people that have him drafted in their fantasy football league.
Including O.J. Simpson.
Gosh.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson, if you didn't hear, he wasn't happy.
Andrew Luck, what did I do to you? You could have retired an hour and a half ago before I picked you in my fantasy picks. I mean, what did I do, Vic? I've been a fan of yours. Why would you do this to me? Come out of retirement. I'm just saying.
All right, breaking news. Andrew Luck is out of retirement. He is now playing after that O.J. Simpson threat.
I feel like that seems like reasonable karma for O.J. Simpson.
O.J. I was like, talk about two humans on the opposite ends of spectrum of being good dudes. There's Andrew Luck, and then down here, there's O.J. Simpson.
And just some other stats. I was, you know, the more you look into this, first round draft pick in 2012, 7 years with the Colts, led the Colts to 3 playoff appearances, including 2 AFC South Division titles in 2013 and 14. He earned a Pro Bowl selection in each season during that. During the 2016 season, he suffered an injury to his throwing shoulder, but he continued to play. The offseason, he had surgery on the shoulder, forcing him to missed the entire 2017 season. The next year, he returned to playing. He finished second in the league in touchdown passes, setting career highs in several categories, as well as leading the Colts to 10 wins and their first playoff appearance since 2014. They actually kind of soured, but they beat the Houston Texans because we're on the air in Houston. And by the way, that same year, he was voted to the 4th Pro Bowl of his career and was named the Comeback Player of the Year. So he came back from all that adversity, but unfortunately, he got hurt again. That Texas connection, he attended Stratford High School. So
yeah, he's just outstanding all around. And general manager Chris Ballard went on to say, "We wish Andrew Luck all the best. This young man has done a lot for the city, you know, and of course for the team. So we should be saying thank you."